Kedves kollégák, akkor folytatnánk a délutáni bemutató résszel. Először egy megvalósult közös katalógus mutatnak be, és aztán jönnek a moduloknak a bemutatásai, és zárásképpen lesz majd a második rész vége fele az a rész, ahol a technikaibb részleteket is elmondják, hogy hogyan valósul meg, és ott lehet majd kérdezni ezekről, meg mindennel kapcsolatban dolgokat.
Okay, few slides to show you a new idea of a union catalog, a new generation of union catalog that we are realizing with some library, universities library in south of Italy, and is totally based on linked open data. The project goals is the conversion in linked open data of original data games in different formats. The publishing of the dataset in RDF, of course, on the cloud, and the production of a unique portal with the user-friendly interface of bibliographic and authority data coming from different universities. This is the list of the actual participating to this network and this project. The most important is the University of Naples Federico II, the University L'Orientale, Partenope, the University of Salerno, del Sannio, and Basilicata. So two regions and different bodies, different entities to manage this project. The original data used in the project came from different ILS, in particular from Aleph and Sebina. Sebina is a local and Italian LMS with a great diffusion on Italy. And are thinking to take part to the project other two university, one using Millennium and another local system. Data, bibliographic and authority data came in Unimark actually and in Mark 21. Each coming from own system. The project takes in consideration two different type of data, bibliographic data and authority data. And this is a picture to illustrate you the schema of the project. Here you have six databases, each one for each library. This is a analysis, mapping and conversion process of data. The analysis, of course, consider what kind of data make public in this way. The mapping include the choose of ontology to use in conversion, and an important step is the creation of work and person lawyer using also in this still in this project the potentiality of VIAF using the API of VIAF and using the local authority files coming from some libraries. The data are converted in RDF using Aliada, the project that my colleagues has shown you previous, and the data are stored in an RDF store. and are in the sometime indexed in a search engine, and Andrea after will show you all about the search engine, RDF Store and so on. So from RDF Store, the data set are published in the load cloud, and both from RDF Store and from search engine are retrieved using an interface very useful for end user. All data are served by a LinkedIn Open Services platform. My colleagues Ivo spoke about this previous, to make easy the consume and the use of data by person or company that has not so smart and skilled in LinkedIn Open Data. This section of project, the search engine with the RDF store and the portal, is produced using also in this case the FRBR model. So the project consider a three layers architecture. That is, the first layer that is produced using the local authority file, the VIF, the Library of Congress authority, Wikipedia, and so on, is the first layer of person and works. In the second layer, we consider the manifestation, so we are using more the bib frame model that is simply than the FRBR model, because in the bib frame model attributes of expression are included as attributes of work, and is easier to identify and to map information. The manifestation level layer is produced with a conversion of their actual bibliographic record. And the first layer is the item level, where manifestation is linked to availability information, shelf information, and so on. So the data related to a singular example and a singular item. So the first layer, the first level, in this first level, data related to person work are in a linked open data and are saved in a Sparkle endpoint and made available by specific search and presentation function. I don't know if you have an idea about the project in linked data, databnf.fr, that is the national project of National Library of French, that use this information as a first layer. So this is our inspiration for the first step of portal. The manifestation are bibliographic data indexed in Solr. And Solr is, in this case, from a functional viewpoint, more efficient than a Sparkle endpoint. So make possible different aggregation of data using facets, such as publication date, other authors, series title, publishing, and so on, language, material. So all a type of aggregation and filter of data that is more complex to realize using Sparkle Endpoint. And item lawyers are holding data related to copy information, and they came from local OPAC or directly from a local system, so with connection with the data original databases. The step hard but very interesting of the project is and we are working on this at this moment is the construction, the production or of a controlled name access point. A unique name access point for person name, where per person we need, of course, person, family, corporate body, and so on. And this cluster of name, of form, contain all preferred and variant form of name used by different library, both in authority and in bibliographic record. We show you some example of heading coming from different databases. For example, for Sant'Agostino, in the authority file of Federico II, see you that there is a preferred form, of course, Augustinus Aurelius, with date and four variant form seen from reference. This is the cluster coming from another catalog, the same library, but coming from bibliographic record. So another cluster with addition of different form, variant form used in the bibliographic record. See how many difference. This is the cluster of name coming from Università degli Studi del Sannio, another library, with a different choice in preferred form for the name and a lot of variant headings. This library doesn't use an authority file, so we will use the richness of authority file coming from Federico II to implement this information. And this is the cluster coming from Università degli Studi della Basilicata, Lucania, with a particular choice to not define one form as preferred, and they use a different variant for the same entity. So, just to give you an idea about our work, we collected together this cluster coming for the entity Sant'Agostino from different database, and we produce a unique cluster with all heading at the same level. Okay, give us all the form you used for define this entity. Of course, we realized this with a lot of algorithms to identify the string, the variant of string, the combination of name with title, so the name, variant form of name with different title, uniform title, and all this work is finalized to start queries, so to search other additional form using via F. So each headings is used to invoke API of VIAF and to retrieve a lot of other information with the final goal to retrieve the ID, the VFID, and to define that this cluster of variant form for Sant'Agostino is one, has one ID and is identified with one identifier. So an important step of the project is this production of a cluster using the specific APIs of VF and using the authority file, the local authority file. From VF, we don't retrieve all the information that the VF cluster make available, because we don't need all the information, but we retrieve two types of information: the variant form of names for each entity, and we will use all this variant form also reported in different alphabets and languages to improve the search of the portal, so that an end user can search Sant'Agostino using the Italian form, the Hungarian form, the Cyrillic, the Arabic, and so on, and arrive to a result. And we use this cluster and these APIs to download and use the work associated with the person. But of work, we filter only the work for which at least one manifestation is present on the catalog, to avoid that the end user think, all the work are present in this portal and after the answer is zero. So all the variant form for the name, but only the title of work for which at least one manifestation is present in the OPA, in the different catalogs, and all realized with a lot of algorithms to match information. And the process to convert different MARC family to RDF is the same that Ivo showed you before, because we use for this component Aliada, that is an open source, that is our project, and that is has mission and has goal to facilitate the creation of linked data. This is a picture about the process where the data came, and after the conversion using different ontologies, and the output as RDF dataset. To the original ontologies used by Aliada project, to this ontology we add other ontologies more specific for bibliographic data, such as DCMI metadata terms that came from Dublin Core, RDF schema, RDA elements useful to map author, person, works, expression, etc., and bib frame vocabulary that useful to avoid, for example, to map the expression. And the output of this process is a dataset, an RDF dataset for person and works, and an RDF dataset for manifestation that take different ways. And this is our project plan for this project. Of course, now we are in the phase of data modeling, that is the most particular and specific phase to convert this data. And the project will go live within this year, within December. The project of a union catalog for Campania and Basilicata University, in effect really is a core for the possibility to think about a nationwide union catalog project, because as you know, libraries have a different way to realize a union catalog. They can use a union catalog physical, one database, one ILS or LMS. And in our experience, for example, we have a customer that is the network of Trento that is so, but all libraries has to use the same database. Or another possibility is the central database used as hub with download of physical data to share data that are in different original format. This is the model of OCLC, if you know, of course, this project. So each library export its own data in a specific format and send to OCLC to improve the unique database. Or a network libraries grouped in a local hubs, each local hubs served by different LMS, and all linked to a central index. This is a model used in Italy, but I think an old model used in Italy to realize the national system of different libraries. And the most recent and most innovative way is a union catalog in linked open data plus a set of API layer to connect different LMS. We think that the first way is too legacy. You have to use the same ILS, the same database, so is something really legacy and sorpassato. Old as model. The second one is obsolete because you need export, convert, and give data to a central hub. The third model is expensive, is too expensive to maintenance. This is the actual problem of Italian central library system. It's expensive and is not more possible to make possible the life in the future. While the union catalog relies with the linked open data, we think is the future, but is today, because what we are realizing with this university can be exported and realized to make possible a nationwide catalog. And of course, this is a model to realize a nationwide union catalog in linked open data, where you can have different system, not speaking between them, not with the different ILS that migrate data with Aliada, so convert their data with Aliada, or they can connect to RDF store using an API layer, so can use, for example, HolySuite or a system that make possible to create data and to save that data directly in linked open data. And both from Aliada and from the RDF store, you can grow, you can send your data in the load cloud, where data are available for all who want use, or produce this portal, this unique interface to query and to search contemporary in all database. This is the project for Napoli, and this could be an idea for you or for all the interested to a union catalog. A few time to show you something. about the possibility to manage digital resource in our system. But I prefer in this case starting from the final application. I show you in this case Torrossa. Torrossa is the site of a provider, Casalini Libri, who of course provide services, book, records for a lot of library, above all in USA, but also in Europe and in Italy. And all the system to manage both the cataloging phase, the digital rights system, and the publication on the portal is our application and our realization. So Casalini gave us the authorization to show you something. This is a digital platform, is a way to public, of course, information and data coming from digital sources. And of course, this is a platform, a commercial platform, so it's not specifically the idea for a library, but the concept is the same. Casalini is a provider, but you can imagine something like for the library. So the application is totally realized with open source, also in this case Solr as a search engine, and with HolySuite WeCat to manage resources. You can start with a search, or you can choose for a facets as you want. Mi ricordo dell'esempio. Ok, vabbè. Vabbè, mo vediamo questo poi dopo. In the right site you will find the facets. The record in this case are all indexed in Solr, and the original format is MARC, and the digital sources are managed with a system that is included in WeCat HolySuite. So you can choose, for example, for books, starting from a search, and you can choose. Vediamo qua, non è tanto. And and the system that okay is a bit complicated to explain because is related to IP authentication, so each library who subscribe a contract has a range of IP to define the access, but you have also a free access and you can buy the resource. I authenticated myself with a user password, and here I can see the PDF. Qua se c'è. Yes, view. And non so. Non capisco qual è. Sì, yes, can. Yeah, yes. Okay. You can download the full text. And in this section, okay, vabbè, not, it's not update, okay. And here you see the policy of use of this full text that became from a DRM management system, so that the user can download, can print, can save the text. But he can also download the record or use a workspace to add tag, local personal tags, to improve a wish list, a bibliography, so to interact with the platform. And if you turn again, un'altra cosa. Journal, for example. In this section, you can see the full structure of resource, because Casalini make available each resource and each part of the full resource, so that you can use and see the single and the full. And a lot of other information and functions linked to your profile, your personal profile. Now this is the platform, and all the platform is realized. Sorry, slide is not mine, so I show you for the first time, but the system is ours, so I need to know it, I suppose. And this is the digital content process that Casalini use with our system. This is the initial, the first record where they add the talk, the title page, the cover, the abstract, and so on. And in the WeCat, the cataloger can see the full item with its part, if he prefer this level of cataloging. So this is a hierarchy between the full document, for example, the monograph or the article, and each part that compose this record. And the possibility also in WeCat to download the full text and to check all links and all the digital resources that are loaded into the system in various forms, because they cataloging and they scan, or because they take from other sources, they are agreement with other provider of digital content, or other way to improve this digital content. See here the record and the loading of full text. Is in Italian. The text is correctly loaded into the system, and automatically, while it's loaded, the text is also indexed as full text and indexed also in Solr, so in database, relation database, and in Solr. And the system produces automatically a set of metadata related to digital resource. This is a part totally configurable, customizable, so you can choose what kind of metadata you can produce automatically. So in this page of WeCat, you can ask for MEDRA service to receive a DOI identifier or other identifier if you use them. Send metadata to MEDRA system to receive your DOI. See here. And so the elaboration of a process and the attribution of a unique identifier for digital resource. In this screen, is not so clear, but in this screen, the librarian can include all information about administration of digital data. So the page that you can download, the policies related to use, other information about availability, all you need to manage concretely the digital resource. For example, in their case, because they are provider, he is a provider, the price, the policy for use also in terms of price to buy and so on. And automatically the resource is visible on the site and is invisible on the platform. With a permalink, the DD and the DOI if is present. In this section, Casalini show you how manage different collection of digital resource. This is a complicated but very interesting manner, way to produce collection of different type of data. And consider that for each collection you can choose and define a different policy to use and to make available the full collection. Some specific function to create a collection starting from your metadata. Okay, I go to search, to retrieve. And one of method to increment the digital repositories. In this screenshot, you see the dispatcher is an engine to that is linked to different source. At this time. Practically all sources possible for data are mapped and are present in this dispatcher. So Casalini is connected with a lot of provider that give him data, metadata, and of course the test. And to make more secure the system, we developed an architecture in two layer. So with a parallel database where this information are saved before migrate in the production database. Ah, okay, sorry. So just to give you an idea about how we can manage different digital resources with exclusion of course of the part related to ERMs for which Annalisa will show you a few things and to manage subscription and so on, but all this function is included in WCAT as other additional function to manage electronic resource. Okay, thank you.